轻松学好英文就听 Ivy League Analytical English。您现在收听的是最 hot 的常春藤解析英语教学课程。Come on， 快跟着常春藤把英语学得棒棒的。
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ivy League Analytical English. I'm Karen.
I'm Wesley.
Today is March 23rd. We're on page 70 in your magazines. Today we have a reading comprehension test for you. That means we're going to go through a reading passage, and after we're done, we will ask you 4 multiple choice questions. I don't know if we've introduced that word before. Actually, it's 2 words. It's an expression. But it's pretty common, and we have plenty of multiple choice questions in our magazine every month. So why don't we learn the expression? Multiple is spelled
M-U-L-T-I-P-L-E. M-U-L-T-I-P-L-E.
Now add a hyphen, 一个小杠杠, and then the word choice.
C-H-O-I-C-E. C-H-O-I-C-E.
Multiple choice questions are
选择题，大家记得这是单选题哦，因为 multiple 的意思是很多的，你不要以为说 multiple choice 是很多很多选择，这是所以是复选题，不对不对， multiple choice questions 就是单选题。
If you have a 复选题 in English we will usually say check all that apply. Check all that apply. 如果是只要适用的话每个都可以勾每个适用的都可以勾 and you don't have to just pick one. Otherwise, they will say, choose only one answer. 中文还很方便单选跟复选
Yeah.
Well, our title today is Seconds from Disaster Season 3. So you know we're going to be talking about a television show if we're talking about a season. Our Chinese title is
重返危机现场三
Wow, these are scary because I don't like looking at films of disasters. They make me really, really uncomfortable because you remember all the people that suffered, maybe died, and all the things that were destroyed. But I guess we need to look at these to learn lessons from history.
Yeah,
That's exactly. Right. So here we go. I'm going to read through the whole thing and then we'll go over it sentence by sentence as usual. Seconds from Disaster Season 3. The clock is ticking.With each movement bringing death closer. Seconds pass and the scent of disaster grows. Fortunately, this is not your fate. You are watching scenes of disasters that have been carefully recreated using actors, archival footage, computer-generated imaging, CGI, eyewitness accounts, and forensic evidence.Only one channel can bring such situations to life, National Geographic. Seconds from Disaster, Season 3, holds your hand and leads you through the moments leading up to tragedies that have shaken the world. In 1972, the Munich Olympics were underway. On September 5th, shortly after 4 in the morning, Palestinian terrorists killed 2 Israeli athletes and captured 9 others.The ordeal lasted nearly 24 hours, and before it was over, all of the hostages were killed, along with 5 terrorists and 1 German police officer. Go inside this tragedy and watch as the truth is finally brought to light. Shopping is a pastime many of us indulge in on a regular basis. Imagine if your day at the mall were to turn into your last one on this planet.This is exactly what happened to more than 500 workers and shoppers at a superstore in Seoul, Korea. On the evening of June 29, 1995, in less than 20 seconds, thousands of tons of rubble buried hundreds alive. Miraculously, 2 weeks later, survivors were pulled from beneath the concrete. Hear their harrowing tales in Superstore Collapse. You jump...I jump, right? Those words were uttered on screen in the motion picture Titanic. Had Jack and Rose been actual passengers on the real ship, they would have jumped for joy at its magnitude and beauty. The ship was said to be unsinkable, but an iceberg put that claim to bed on April 14, 1912. For decades, theories had floated around about what happened to the ship, but new evidence blows them out of the water. Watch closely as Seconds from Disaster counts down on some of the greatest tragedies known to man. You have to have the stomach for this kind of program. Remember, it's reenacted. That means it isn't the original footage. Well, they do have some original footage, but part of it is recreated. Actors acted it out. So really, they're doing it to try and tell us things, to be informative.
好，那刚刚 Karen 老师用到一个很有趣的一个 idiom 啊 ，You have to have the stomach for this kind of things. 好 ，stomach 本来是指我们的胃，那这里就是说你必须要对于这种事情呢有这个胃口。那或者是他真正的意思就是你必须要能看得下这种事情。
That's exactly it.
啊，不然的话，有的人他看到这种 disaster， 他越看越觉得 depressed 啊。啊，所以当然有的人可能觉得说看了之后会更觉得很高兴，因为觉得生命宝贵，还好我不是他们那些人啊。所以看个人呐、啊。
Yeah, well, it's certainly informative. You'll learn something from
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Informative 这个字大家应该会拼吧？叫 informative。I-N-F-O-R-M-A-T-I-V-E, informative, 就是它给你很多的知识，很具有知识性的。
Again, our title is Seconds from Disaster.
重返危机现场、啊、第三季。
Right, seconds from, that means 离开这个灾难只差
几秒钟。
Mm-hmm. Right. Our first sentence, the clock is ticking, with each movement bringing death.Closer. That is really threatening.
好，这个 with 表示的是个附带的状况或者附带的条件。所以这句话主要的子句是讲 the clock is ticking 啊，这个钟在滴滴答答的在响啊 ，ticking 就是这个钟在滴滴答答响。然后呢，在这个同时 ，each movement bringing death closer. 好，每一个动作，那这个 movement 在这里应该是指时钟的
针，
哎，针的那个动作哈。所以这个时针每动一下。他就 bring in death closer, 他就把这个死亡带得更近啊，所以就是第一句话的感觉到说啊，这个时钟滴滴答答，啊，死神一步一步的靠近。
非常传神。It's a very effective sentence. It's a good opening, and that's something you should remember when you're writing your compositions. Don't say, well, this is a story about, or in my opinion, or as everyone knows, these are very bad beginnings. But if you jump right into the middle of the action,People are going to be interested, so keep that in mind. Your first sentence should be very strong, very powerful. Seconds pass, and the scent of disaster grows. This is another effective sentence because we have some mixed senses here. The feeling of disaster grows is what they mean, but they said the scent of disaster, as though it smelled, as though the smell tells you that disaster is coming. 所以这个不同的那个感官的这个感受啊，放在一起，效果很好。
对，而且各位有没有注意到这个句子很短啊？第一个句子也不长，第二个句子也短短的，因为让你感觉到很紧张那种感觉。如果说这地方它有一个很长的句子啊 ，You may feel nervous because 什么什么的 ，when 什么什么的 ，while 什么，那你就觉得根本看完之后觉得好像没事嘛，很悠哉嘛。
对，可是这个感觉是一秒。一秒，一秒，哇，快到了！
所以它句子也很短 ，the seconds pass 啊，它你看它这个子句就两个字而已 ，seconds pass。那第二个子句 end the scent 那个味道 of disaster 就是这个灾难的味道 grows 就是一直一直不断的在成长。那各位也看到它这个句子之所以能短，有另外一个秘诀就是它用的两个都是不及物动词。pass 跟 grows 都是不及物动词，它就不需要受词，所以这个句子就会变短。好，所以这个第二个句子写得非常的精彩，这个跟第一个句子接下来哈，这个让你感觉到真的是非常的紧迫。那 scent 这个字啊，本来它是指一种 pleasant smell， 本来是蛮香的一种 smell， 但是 scent 有另外一种意思呢，它是指人或者尤其是动物他们的身上的体味。那这个味道呢？重点是你能够借由这个味道感觉到他们接近了，或者是你要 track them down。
对，是狩猎的时候。
对你狩猎的时候，你就哎闻到这个味道，你就知道哦，好，那边有一只什么什么，我要去抓它。目标在那边。所以这个地方，它的 scent of disaster 用的也很漂亮，就是这个灾难，你好像仿佛隐隐约约有嗅到那个灾难的味道。好，然后呢，这个味道越来越强，越来越强，因为我们看的人知道 disaster is going to happen。
我想顺便介绍一下一个文学术语 ，and that is structural symbolism。听下来有一点难，可是这个观念我觉得是很有帮助、很有用的一个东西。Symbolism 是一种象征 ，structural 是用结构本身来做一个象征 Wesley was just describing that time is running short. 一下子可能就是灾难要到来了。So we use short sentences. 那 sentence 就代表这个很短的时间、哦、这个灾难来了。So that's the structure symbolizing what we're talking about.
嗯哼，好，所以这个中文我不知道怎么讲，不过 structural symbolism 就是它是靠结构句型的结构来表达它这个文章的意义，
好，
换句话说，它的 more 对它的这个内容 form 跟它的 content 有很好的衔接，有很好的这个 correspondence 很好的对应。然后第三句呢
？Fortunately, this is not your fate。
啊，这句话也是写得非常的棒，因为呢，它很短，然后让你好像突然之间，对，突好像如果他这句子很写得很长，他如果说啊 ，you may want to feel that you are very lucky because let me tell you this is not your fate， 那、啊、你就觉得啊
，beautiful，
你就觉得说哎呀，真的是感觉起来就没有那种哎呀松了一口气的这种感觉。他这地方就好像把你带到高潮了之后，突然跟你说哎，不是你，不用紧张，就这样就好了，
就好了，
yeah.
就你根本就来不及反应，都已经过去了。
对
，and in English， 松了一口气。Remember we say what a relief。Once more, what a relief. And relief is spelled R-E-L-I-E-F. R-E-L-I-E-F. What a relief.
好，所以 fortunately, 就很幸运的是 this is not your fate. 这不是你的命运。为什么不是呢？
Well, you are watching scenes of disasters that have been carefully recreated using actors, archival footage, computer-generated imaging, CGI, eyewitness accounts, and forensic evidence, 有一连串的术语 but it's interesting and these are useful words.
对，而且他在这个地方呢，就修辞上面来讲，他也写得很漂亮，因为前面已经连续三个短句子了，而且第三个句子，各位发现第一个句子比第二个句子长，然后第二个句子又比第三个句子长，所以他是这个短句子，更短的句子，最短的句子，然后呢，来一句长句。
你比较正常的。
对，你要这个写文章的时候啊，你的句子长度要能够变化。你如果每一句都是短句的话，你的读者大概读到第七句、第八句，他就觉得很无聊，而且他觉得开始喘气了，因为每一句一下子又没有了，又没有了。
那个叫做 choppy 那种效果 ，choppy，choppy， chop 这个动词是砍的意思，好像被砍短了，每一句都太短了。And also， 就是它的 structural symbolism 上面也不错，因为 this is not your fate， 你可以松一口气。现在回到现实生活，哇，松一口气，哇，正常
的。哎，那你可以慢慢看，哦，原来这个都是怎么样？你在看 ，you are watching scenes， 你看的是一些场景。Of disasters, 灾难的场景，但是这些灾难的场景是 have been carefully recreated, 它们是被很小心的重新再塑造出来。Using, 怎么样做呢？使用什么东西来重新创作呢？使用好多，第一个 actors, 啊，这个演员。那 archival footage, footage 这个字呢就是影片，那它是不可数的。那 archival 这个字呢，它有一个名词是 archive, 那通常就用复数形式 archives。archives, archives, 啊，这个字是表示你保存档案的地方，啊，档案保存处。
对 ，and sorry for interrupting. I was going to say that maybe you think, well, archival 这个字是冷僻字呢，很少用。不对哦 ，archives 这个字是非常非常常用。You will see it on many many websites because, for example, if they have some sound files 有音档的话，他们可能提供很久以前的音档都在那边，你要听随时可以听。Those are called archives. So it's a very modern and very common word now. 然后它的形容词的形态就是 archival。
OK, 那接下来呢 ,computer generated imaging, 这个就是电脑生成图像的这种技术简称 CGI, 然后呢 ,eyewitness accounts, 就是目击者的说法 ,account 是一个说法那不一定表示真的是那样子但因为各位会发现同样一件事情不同的目击者可能会有不同的说法所以这个 eyewitness accounts 常常是在一起用的。
或者也许可以翻作报告。他自己的报告。
Okay, 嗯哼。好然后呢 ,forensic evidence, 就是这个法医他的一些这个啊找到的一些证据。
Only one channel can bring such situations to life. National Geographic.
嗯，只有一个电视频道，它可以把这样的一种状况，把它 bring to life 啊，能够栩栩如生的呈现在你的眼前。这个频道就是 National Geographic.
Seconds from Disaster, Season 3, holds your hand and leads you through the moments leading up to tragedies that have shaken the world. What I like about this sentence is, it reassures you by saying it hold your hand.
这个节目哈，重返危机现场这个节目 ，hold your hand， 他牵着你的手，就让你觉得说没有关系，没有关系，这个是在我是在观光 ，it's not me，
有人在保护你。
对对对，然后呢 ，and leads you through 哈，带着你穿过 the moments， 穿过这些时刻。那什么样的时刻呢？这些时刻是 leading up to tragedies， 就是这些时刻它导向、走向、步向啊，就是往那个方向去的，往那个方向，往悲剧那个方向去的，就是说在悲剧发生之前的那一些时刻。那这些悲剧还有什么样的特性呢？后面有一个 that 子句来修饰这些悲剧。这些悲剧是 that have shaken the world， 这些悲剧他们震撼了世界。那他这里用现在完成式表示说这些悲剧现在仍然震撼着世界，它的影响现在仍然存在，所以他用现在完成式。
Note in this sentence that they use the word lead twice, 用不同的形态。第一个是带你怎么样 ,leading up to, 是就是快要在这个东西之前发生的那些事情。So, leads you to and leading up to, 要注意它不同的用法。In 1972, the Munich Olympics were underway.
这句话很简单。Something is underway, 就是表示它正在进行当中。It's taking place, it's happening. 所以1972年慕尼黑运动会正在举办当中。
On September 5th, shortly after 4 in the morning, Palestinian terrorists killed 2 Israeli athletes and captured 9 others.
那这句话也是非常的 straightforward。9月5号,刚刚过凌晨4点的时候,巴勒斯坦的恐怖这个分子呢，他就杀害了两名以色列的运动员，而且呢，抓住了、俘虏了其他的九名运动员。
This makes me think I am getting really tired of terrorism. Don't people realize there is no point to this? I'm really tired of it. The ordeal lasted nearly 24 hours, and before it was over, all of the hostages were killed, along with 5 terrorists and 1 German police officer.
Terrible. 这个 ordeal 是一个苦难，那它是 a terrible and painful experience, 而且通常它的表示要有一段时间。你如果说这件事情只有两秒钟的话，大概不会称为 ordeal, 但是 ordeal 就是你会 suffer through a long time. 所以这个危机呢，它总共持续的将近24个小时，将近一天。而 before it was over, 在它这个危机结束之前呢， all of the hostages, 所有的人质 were killed, 都被杀害了。Along with, 同时还有谁被杀害呢 ?5 terrorists, 啊五名这个恐怖分子也被杀害了。然后呢他们是被好像枪战之中被打死了，不能说是被杀害。啊那 one German police officer, 一个德国的警官啊他这个也英勇的殉职。
Go inside this tragedy and watch as the truth is finally brought to light.
啊当我们说这个The truth is brought to life, 这是很常见的一种用法，就是说这个事实被揭露出来了，被公布出来让大家了解了。所以这句话的意思就是说 go inside this tragedy, 请我们进入这一个悲剧，然后呢看这个最后终于被揭露出来的事实。
Shopping is a pastime many of us indulge in on a regular basis.
好 ,indulge in something, 记得那个介系词是 in, 哈，那就是表示你沉溺在某一件事情或者很喜欢做。
或者纵容自己去做一件事情。
Okay, yeah, 或者纵容自己去做。所以呢 ,shopping is a pastime, 这个 shopping, 购物血拼这件事情是一种这个娱乐消遣。这种娱乐消遣呢 ,which many of us indulge in, 我们很多人都很喜欢去做。然后呢 ,on a regular basis, 就是 regularly 的意思，就是很固定的，我们常常的三不五时你就觉得哎呀好久没 shopping 了，你要去了。好，那 on a 什么什么 basis, 另外一个常见的我们看到 on a daily basis, 就是每天 everyday 的意思。你也可以讲 on a weekly basis, 或者 on a monthly basis, 都可以的。
Regular 就不一定多久一次。For example, I shop maybe on a yearly basis.
Really?
Imagine if your day at the mall were to turn into your last one on this planet.
好，那 imagine 你想一想，想象一下，如果你在购物中心 the mall 的这一天 were to turn into, 它将会成为你在这个地球上的最后一天，你想想那是什么样的感觉。
This is exactly what happened to more than 500 workers and shoppers at a superstore in Seoul, Korea.
好，注意 something happened to 某人，那个介系词是 to, 所以这句话意思就是说这件事情就是发生在超过500位在南韩首都啊，这首尔一家大型商场的工作人员还有消费者身上，发生在他们身上的事情。
On the evening of June 29th, 1995, in less than 20 seconds, Thousands of tons of rubble buried hundreds alive.
好，这个句子大家记得 bury somebody alive 就是他活着活生生的把他埋下去、啊、bury somebody alive
活埋了
活埋了、嗯、那这一句话的意思当然他就是说、啊、在1995年6月29号的傍晚不到20秒之内上千吨的这个碎石头、啊、这个活埋了数百人
Miraculously, 2 weeks later, survivors were pulled from beneath the concrete.
神奇的是 miraculously, 2周以后生还者被人家从混凝土底下拉出来。
Hear their harrowing tales in Superstore Collapse.
Harrowing 就是 very frightening 的意思。很可怕的，所以呢，在这个 Superstore Collapse 这个节目当中，来听一听这些人的悲惨故事。
You jump, I jump, right?
你跳，我也跳，对吗？
Those words were uttered on screen in the motion picture Titanic.
Utter 就是说出来 ，on screen 就是在荧幕上说出来，所以这是电影《铁达尼号》其中荧幕所出现的台词。
Had Jack and Rose been actual passengers on the real ship, they would have jumped for joy at its magnitude and beauty.
好，这个 had 是与过去事实相反的假设语气 if they had been 好，那把它倒装过来变成 had Jack and Rose been 也就是说如果他们当初真的是在那个船上真的乘客的话他们也会 jumped for joy 就是因为很快乐而跳跃起来那 at 表示他快乐的原因啊，为什么很快乐跳起来呢因为这个船非常的大 magnitude 还有这个船非常的美 beauty
很壮观、嗯、The ship was said to be unsinkable But an iceberg put that claim to bed on April 14th, 1912 、
啊、这个 expression 很好玩 Put that claim to bed 把它放到床上去叫它睡觉换句话说就是把它结束掉了让人家知道说这个 claim 是不可能的啦好，所以这个船被人家说是 unsinkable 永远不沉的但是一个 iceberg 一个冰山把它怎么样撞到了使得这个 claim 这个说它不成的这个 claim 变成了无效的一个 claim
Right, 一个 claim 是一个主张、
mm-hmm.
For decades, theories had floated around about what happened to the ship But new evidence blows them out of the water、
啊、这里有两个片语不错一个 float around 就是在流传着、啊、所以各种不同的理论都在流传着那 blows them out of the water 就是推翻这些理论所以数十年来有很数十种的这个说法想要告诉人家说到底 what happened to the ship 但是现在有一些新的 evidence 告诉你推翻了这些之前的理论
Watch closely as seconds from disaster counts down on some of the greatest tragedies known to man
好这 countdown on 就是倒数啊，这五四三二一因为它要倒数这灾难要发生了嘛然后 the greatest strategies known to man, known to, 注意那个介系词。所以这句话的意思就是说哎呀大家要仔细观赏一下重返危机现场那来看一看国家地理频道如何倒数这些我们人类所知道的人间悲剧。
Now on to the questions. Number one, why might the series Seconds from Disaster be worth watching?
为什么重返危机现场系列节目值得收看呢
?A, real victims are part of the reenactments.
真正的受害者在重现的故事当中演出
B. A group of rescue workers wrote and directed the series
好所以就一群搜救人员他们编写而且导演了这一个系列的节目
C. CGI reinvents the stories to make them fit the time of the show
电脑生成图像技术重现这些故事使它配合这个节目的时代、
D. The stories are recreated through a combination of different things
啊、故事是透过许多不同要素的结合而重现那这是我们正确的答案因为他刚刚给我们好多好多的 elements
2. In total, how many people were killed during the Munich Olympics?、
啊、这题数学题总共有多少人在奥林匹克运动会期间被杀害呢
A. 17 B. 9 C. 5 D. 2 The answer is A. 17
总共17个人
3. During its time, the Titanic was considered to be
在当时铁达尼号被视为什么样子呢
A. Unmanageable
无法操控
B. Indestructible
无法摧毁
C. Unbelievable
无法置信
D. Intolerable
无法容忍
Of course, it's B. Indestructible 4. Which of the following do all of these disasters have in common?
这些灾难有什么共通点呢
The answer is A. Victims were unprepared for the events
好，受害者对这个事件都毫无准备
That's it for today. Tune in next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
您想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店 www.ity.com.tw 这里提供您最齐全的英语学习教材， 还有最多超优好康，常春藤网络书店欢迎您。